always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da,
we yada da. Yeah, it's your boy Frog.
And your boy Don Christian. My hands is up, cause you know how we do it.
What we yada da, king up in his piece.
That's what's up. And we got one of the premier artists right now from the West Coast. We're gonna get in an interview with him.
What's his name?
Q-Heem the Redeem. Also, we had a call, man. My dude Sean from Centerpiece. What's his rap name? Okay. Anyway, check it out.
Oh, belief.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Belief from Centerpiece. Yeah, I had a brain fart, like always, but it's all good, man.
Yeah, so
we're about to get it in, y'all.
We're gonna talk about silent Christians, and that's how we do it, man. We gotta make some noise. We gotta yada that king. We gotta shabak the king. We gotta do all we can for the king. Let's get it in.
Yeah.
Live forever through Christ, not the music. We do rock a few spots, but warning, you will get your do rock while we are performing. Take caution, you absorbing enormous, exhausting, incredible Hulk Ed Norton. Frequencies frequently exalting, deep received Jesus peace without the charming necklace. I'm reckless, I'm in a certain state of mind. So with the head as big as mine, thoughts are like Texas, and it's as if we do it for the hoorah. Even though the crowd ooh-oohs like doo-wah. Nah, cause at the beginning and the end it remains, we did it, we do it, we done it to tell of his name plain. Like wings and leers and jets bringing the noise up in your brain. Your ear begets, that's me.
Jamming with the boombox loud like I jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jam loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jam loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow.
Box till the tune rocks like gems, and the moon walks on a thriller night because I'm in, and I'm able like Clark Gable to win. Get the mic from out the toolbox, the record spins. No, never let the boom stop, let the needle play. It's like a mother hen watching over two flocks. Frito-Lay bakes the chips, Juan Love cooks the verbals. The audio dispersals, they chase cheese like 100 Urkels. A reversal is where it's at. See, the word of God sent me, so I'm on the map. I'm on the blocks like rats, in the books like stats. Banging beats with raps, sharper than spike bats. In the year of the fog, this frame of soul thing reigns. Some vintage Nikes and a new King James. Ingenuity and relevance, the common aim. It's due time for the gospel to take precedence, so let it bang.
Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. 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 Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow.
Turn up the volume, pump it up a little louder. The bass is thumping and ripping, we ain't even plugging power. Let me devour all the haters and cowards who say my faith is lame and I believe in something sour. I walk in his power, we in the final hour. So for me to make believe the seeds I sow won't flower would be like Jack Bowers dying in the line of fire. And how can I retire when Christ hasn't expired? Till last blow of the whistle, man, his name we lifted higher. So turn me up a little bit, grown folks to little kids. Who are we kidding with? This music really needs to hit home when we bringing it. Yeah, I see you listening, but don't stop the music when I know you really feeling it. You chilling with the coolest kids, we showing how we really live. A boombox bang, I'm in the mood for something ignorant. Don't front like you ain't interested, just come with us and kick it, kid.
Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. like I jamming with the boombox loud like I jamming with the boombox loud like I loud like I loud like I.
Let's go. Huff up in a way like smoke, setting like chaos, but we go. Crush grapes in the sky, we toast. First class, baby, wolf like coach. No more yo, death is no more. Flesh revoke, we transform. Go low, touchdown with the streets is gold. Through the gates, name in the book, got an info. Got an info, a new control. Hit the gun with a cold to scold. But no, like foam, it's in this skull. Okay, meantime, no. Hands in the air, we touch the sky. Got no wings, but we gon' fly. Up in the air with a deuce like bye, bye, ha. See you on the other side. Meantime. Hands in the air, we touch the sky. Got no wings, but we gon' fly. Up in the air with a deuce like bye, bye. See you on the other side. Hands up like I know the answer. Scratch that, homie, I got the answer. Matter of fact, I worship the answer. Could the answer help me dance it like a lens? Keep a steps in two, but I am not a dancer. Rep the blood, but I am not a gangster. Place in action, you can have some. Your life be looking ugly, he can make it handsome. The ransom was paid, so get hands up. Go out like duck, you go up. Mania stay stuck, bound and locked up, oh, because they ain't wanna listen to us. See the king finna come snatch. Second coming like a sequel, but we not actors. Don't let it hit you like Earl, like a dang dude. That was the rapture.
Hands in the air, we touch the sky. Got no wings, but we gon' fly. Up in the air with a deuce. Hands in the air, we touch the sky. Got no wings, but we gon' fly. Up in the air with a deuce like bye, bye. See you on the other side.
See my home really heavy. Though I'm here for a minute till they can't come get me. Get me? I'ma give it to you simply. I rap my city, some city come with me to a different world like Whitney. Ripley, believe it or not, it's really not just lip like Millie. I'm silly, but really, I hope come with me.
Hands in the air, we touch the sky. Got no wings, but we gon' fly. Up in the air with a deuce.
That's right, that's Chino Life.
Touch the sky.
Before that, that was Rhema Soul.
Boombox.
That's right, and that's a new single, man. Their album's getting ready to drop, man. I believe that's going to be a hot album. What you think, Frog?
I haven't heard none of the other songs.
How you not hear? You listen to the Way Though Show, you ain't heard their other stuff? Anyways, check it out. We got a very special guest. We got my dude Q Heen from the West Coast.
What up, partner?
How you doing?
I mean.
I can dig it.
Yes, sir.
Just for the listeners worldwide, you know, the Bay Area got their own lingo.
Okay.
You know, they always say they say stuff different. So, you know, Q Heen, while you on here, you're gonna have to explain some of the stuff you're saying. You dig?
Okay. Man, I can underdig it.
I could see
that's an old one. That's an old one, though.
But that's, I can that's still, dig it.
That's still from the West Coast, though.
It is a West Coast thing.
So check it out, Q Heen, man. First of all, let's get it into your life, man. Really, man, give us a quick excerpt of your testimony, man. What did God do in your life?
Excerpt. Man, with me, man, just in a nutshell, I started out, man, at a young age, I was rapping with Mac Dre. I started out with Mac Dre and Mac Maul right out here in Vallejo. Anybody know who the Mac Dre's is and the E-40s is? That's in Vallejo, California. So I started out not doing gospel. I started out doing gangster rap. They used to call me Red Rum.
Okay.
And Red Rum. Murder Backwards. And so I rapped about that. I lived that. You know, but meantime, in between time, God was knocking at my heart and knocking at my noggin, my cradle cap, and just got on my head real tough. And long story short, man, I gave my life to Christ, and then the Christian walk began from there. And there's a scripture that says that he who began a good work in you shall bring it to completion into the day of Christ Jesus. And so that work began in me, man. Even as a believer, man, I've backslid. Man, as a believer, I put myself in a position to most people don't know, but I when I did the redemption tour, man, I got enough healing to start talking about this, man. As a believer, man, I put myself in a position to where I was accused of rape.
Wow.
And I ended up doing 2 years in the penitentiary. And so he who began a good work in me shall bring it to the to completion and to the day of Christ Jesus. God completed the work in me, man. I walked with God for 2 years in the penitentiary, man. And I got out, and, man, here I am. I did the water bottle and never looked back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how it started.
Yeah.
You said water bottle. Now, how many albums do you have out?
I got the water bottle album, and then I got the new album, Body Language, that's going to come out this year.
You only have two albums out?
Oh, and then I got the group album, L.E.X.D., from, you know, back in the day.
Okay, I was about to say, because you
Praise
be like...
Contagious.
You be putting our Gmail on blast. Like, we got, like, hundreds of songs, a few.
For sure, because I try to share, you know, music with the podcast and the shows and the friends, you know what I mean? But far as the fans, you know what I mean? They going to get their music when they come out, you know what I mean? I stay leaking.
Yeah, so...
I'm like a nose with a cold, boy. I stay leaking music.
So, right now, you're pretty much done with the album, though, right?
Yeah, man, I got like three more songs to mix and then go through the mastering. Then I'm gonna have a date for y'all.
Yeah, cool, man. So, how was that process in doing that, man? I mean, you know, a lot of cats that don't really dip into the music don't really know how much of a process it is of actually doing an album, man. Can you go ahead and walk us through what you had to go through with this least recent album, Body Language?
Well, with me, man, most of my music is, I tell you like this, my public ministry is birthed through my private ministry. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Meaning that my private relationship with God, the things that I go through that's not on the stage, usually birth songs, my testimonies, the victory times that I have in my life, births an album for me. You know what I mean? Most of my music is birthed through worship, through praise, and just the times when I'm seeing God come through for me in my life. And so I praise or tell the story kind of like David did, man, through music. Like when David was going through the stuff with Saul persecuting him, then he would write a psalm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so most of my songs are birthed through my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's what the whole album is, Body Language. I had to literally speak the word of God and speak the things of God, even though my situation said a different thing as far as in my life. I had to speak my marriage back into existence. Because me and my wife was getting ready to throw in the towel, so I had to literally speak it to my atmosphere and say, yo, wife, you are like Proverbs 31. I just begin to speak and be like, yo, you could do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And so to me, that's body language. Your life might be saying one thing, but the word of God, and God has a different position and point of view where he sees you. So you literally got to agree what God is saying in your life and what he's saying about you and what the word is saying and speak it into your atmosphere.
That's right. Now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. You said you got a wife. You got any children? You know, talk about your kids, your family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. I got four kids of my own.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I got four. That's Kuheen with the last name Edmonds. But my wife, she also has three. And so we got a joint family. So I got seven. All of them are mine. I'm their cousin.
Praise the Lord. Now what's your house?
We got seven all together.
Now, what's your household like when you ain't at the studio, you know what I'm saying? When you chilling at the crib, all seven kids, you and your wife, that makes nine.
Yeah.
What is it like in there?
It's a mad pad in this joint. Really, my wife's kids are older. All of them are out of the house except one. Like, her oldest is, our oldest together is 25. And then we got a son that's... We got a daughter that's 21, then a son that's 19. So all of them is up and away.
Dang.
And so me and my wife together, we got a we have a 3-year-old together,
aren't you
and then I have a 7-month-old.
Dang, you guys got kids that is the same age as me, man. How old are you? I mean, what's your neighborhood looking like?
Man, I'm finna throw D-Mob under the bus and Zion. I'm Zion and D-Mob age. I'm 32.
Oh, okay. So you ain't that old. You ain't that old.
I have to put myself in good company.
Yeah,
in the Willy Wheels, you know what I mean. We in our 30s,
yeah,
our early 30s.
Well, that's what's up, man.
You know what I mean. You know, Jesus' ministry began when he was 30, so you know I'm in good company.
That's right. So look, what we're gonna do is we're gonna go to a couple of songs real quick. We're gonna run to the song by as the aforementioned D-Mob featuring R. Swift,
Stand Firm,
and followed by Toe, Cake Drama. And Pac-Man, it's called The Great Commission. Let's get it in right here. Yeah. I got it at King Radio. Now that we on top, we pursue the calling. What make you think that we gon' stop? We ain't gon' stop, man. It's the takeover, Gotti, it's our turn. As believers, we hold on to our faith and stand firm. Now first of all, you gotta be crazy if you think we gon' fall off. Yeah. Employees of the year every year, cause we never take a vacation or call off. Nah. You can play around if you want to, but you gotta understand that there's a small cost when you wait, waver, and judgment come crush you with your phone. Yeah. Gotta recognize night that it ain't no, joke. If we never stand, we'll never offer hope. You can even go get a pen and a bag, cause what I'm about to say, cause you can quote, if you believe any kind of doctrine, you'll be broke. Yeah. And I ain't talking about financially. Nah. If my spirit's out of whack, that alone can damage me. Yeah. Being separated from the Father is something that really none of us can stand to be. Nope. And I made a vow, so my lifestyle got a bro to protect my family. Ooh. Cause they depend on me to live everything I speak about, teach about. People see me out, know I'm sincere when reaching out. Gotta keep it that way, cause that other way ain't the way to go. Oh, anything trying to make you lean, all you gotta say is go on. And I promise you will start to see that I'm real about my faith. But first it had to start with me. Told him come into my life and he became a part of me. Cause without him then a faithful man is very hard to be. Now I know I'm not perfect, need accountability to remind me that he suffered then got hung up on a tree. But the story say the days passed, specifically three, that he rose up out the grave just to set the slaves free. Stand firm, something we gotta say. In the bodies where we be, in the body we gon' stay. Get it right, we ain't playing around. Recognize when you see us, we coming to shut it down. Now that we on top, we pursue the calling. What make you think that we gon' stop?
Must be crazy,
it's the takeover, Gotti, it's our turn. As believers, we hold on to our faith and stand firm.
Standing firm, but not on my own too. So my life is an old tune to God on the throne, dude. My sentiments not limited, but centered on the rock. I spread it whether they feel it or not. I position in my face, I'm lacing my Air Jordans. Fresh from the Lord's transforming on this 100 miles and running with no off switch. And don't play both sides, I am all fit. A dead man walking until he provided the breather. Talk is cheap, but I can't afford to be silent either. Every day I'm shadow boxing and battling the man in the mirror. Till I see him shattering and broken, hoping my life's pattern is an opus. And when my heart is open, he sees faces in a hopeless. Yeah, this ain't limited to the wax. This is freedom in Christ. We living it to the max. I got him.
Hey, something we gotta say. In the bodies where we be, in the body we gon' stay. Get it right, we ain't playing around. Recognize when you see us, we coming to shut it down. Now that we on top, we pursue the calling. What make you think that we gon' stop?
We ain't gon' stop, man.
It's the takeover, Gotti, it's our turn. As believers, we hold on to our faith and stand firm.
It's a challenge to keep my integrity, cause being in the wrong place at the wrong time can put my life in jeopardy. So I try to live with a made up mind and some sort of expectancy that God will work everything out, but holy living's the recipe. Cause I don't want my family, friends and fans to think less of me by giving up my salvation, letting sin get the best of me. But I must press on toward the mark and fulfill my destiny and play a significant part to leave a legacy. Stand firm,
hey, something we gotta say. In the bodies where we be, in the body we gon' stay. Get it right, we ain't playing around. Recognize when you see us, we coming to shut it down. Now that we on top, we pursue the calling. What make you think that we gon' stop?
We ain't gon' stop.
It's the takeover, Gotti, it's our turn. As believers, we hold on to our faith and stand firm.
From the top to the bottom, to the left, to the right, you already know what's good. God put me in the service, so you know I gotta serve. So we're pushing that truth through your hood. We're bringing the gospel with the heavy motivation to be obedient, to be used to save souls. We're using the mic to do it. It's ministry, so you better turn up your radio. The harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. Hearing Uncle Sam, but yes, he wants you. His benefits are better not talk about cheddar or anything that's here temporarily. But I'm talking about everlasting peace, love, joy, and life more abundantly. And like Pac-Man said, I got work to do, so there's no turning back, we gotta keep pressing through.
We spin,
we spin,
we rap,
we rap.
We got raised like a rifle to reach the lost, to make a disciple. So we spin,
we spin,
we rap,
we
going fishing to fulfill the Great Commission.
Yep, yep, here comes the movement, I'm cleansed by the blood,
I'm flowing through the fluid.
His love is the truest. If it really wasn't, then
why would I do this?
Step, see you can do it. He's giving you the option, it's up to you to choose it. Now get with it, your life needs some newness. So get with the movement, there ain't nothing to it. No, our design is the greatest. So why would you say this? Your mind must be tasteless. He gave us the basis, so loving and gracious.
No darkness or hatred.
Face it, he is the reason we're breathing. The changing race seasons, the hand that is feeding. Our spiritual teachers and spiritual feeding. Man, stop playing with demons and learn who your king is.
Wisdom, a little more rhythm, a little more dimension to the flow. I'm hoping for an improved system, something more to give them. So that when I mention they should know Jesus, they'll be drawn to the name. They'll give them some thought and push away the pain. Treated them in a way which to me ain't strange. Some are golden ruleless and wow, that's a shame. Christ works in excellence, so be used. Don't use them as a crutch, the blood please refuse. Also keep in mind, your acts may be the cure. Mean nothing to God if your heart ain't pure. So go and make disciples, baptize them in Christ's name. Flesh is stifled, teach them to obey all things in the Bible, so that they can stand tall like the Eiffel.
Let's go. We spin,
hey, spin.
We rap.
We
got raised like a rifle to reach the lost, to make a disciple. So we spin.
We rap.
We going fishing to fulfill the Great Commission. We spin.
We rap.
We got raised like a rifle to reach the lost, to make them disciples. So we spin.
We rap.
We going fishing to fulfill the Great Commission.
No, man, you know what? I think it's about time.
What time is that?
I think it's about time we make some faith, brother.
Hey, this is Megan with Waste to Faith. I'm reading Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 through 33. The NAS version reads, "Therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven." And I looked it up in the Message version, and it reads like this: "Stand up for me against world opinion, and I'll stand up for you before my Father in heaven. If you turn tail and run, do you think I'll cover for you?" And basically what the Lord spoke to me in these verses is that if we stand up for Christ, regardless of what people might think about us, what people might say, you know, that's just the world's opinion. If we stand up for Christ, regardless of all that, and truly speak about the testimonies, speak about his grace, his mercies, all the things that he's done for us, then he has our back. And that's the only way that we'll truly be blessed, because his will is for us to spread the word. And so if we stand up and speak for Christ, live for Christ, you know, it's not just about speaking up, it's about living it out too, then, you know, it's all good. So this is Megan with Lace to Faith.
All right, so that was Lace to Faith with our sister Toad. Check it out. This is what we're going to do. We back. This topic for today is silent Christians. Q-Heen,
yes,
sir. Why, if God is so good,
are Christians so quiet about that?
Man,
not willing to speak up.
I think it's intimidation, the enemy. The Bible says that we have to pull down every thought and imagination that tries to exalt itself against the very knowledge of God. And so even with me, just to throw the car in reverse right quick and go back to why I went to prison. When I came home from prison, I didn't talk about that stuff for 5 years. I was a silent Christian. So if you're a silent Christian right now, I've been where you've been. And the reason why I was silent on it, because I was ashamed. It was a lot of hurt, and the enemy was whispering in my ear saying, they're going to think about you like this, they're going to say that. But God began to show me that I took all the shame for you. Mm. You're redeemed. I bought you back. I can even redeem your integrity. I've changed you. You're a new creation. And so once I begin to see myself in Christ and the position that he sees me in, then I begin to pull down those thoughts and imagination that people are going to whisper about me, that people are going to shun me. You know, some people might, but it's not my job to protect my reputation. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's my job to just believe what God says. And so I think a lot of people are silent because they're ashamed. Hmm. They're ashamed of what other people might think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's crazy because another reason I was thinking about this too. I was like, well, okay, well, why do, you know, Christians stand back sometimes? You know, a lot of the times, man, they don't want people to judge them in a way. You know, they you know, like if you see something going wrong and you have an opportunity to speak up about it, like, hey, stop that. But then you don't, because you don't want people to think of you, you know, any different way. You know, it's like, oh man, if I do this, they're gonna think I'm a punk, you know, or, you know, basically they don't want nobody else to talk to them in a judgmental way, you know.
Right. And so, you know, man, you have to, we have to just understand our position. I think it's just about understanding our position, and a lot of the reason why people are like that is because of the church itself. Mm-hmm. I've seen cats go to the altar, right? It's all right if you go to the altar one time, but if you go two and three and four times, then people begin to say, what is they going to the altar about again? Mm-hmm. What is this? So the church begins to shun that person instead of encouraging them to, hey, however many times it's going to take you to get right, bring that problem or those issues to Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, that's good. Yeah, I think, and that's actually what the caller actually did say. Matter of fact, we're going to play this caller because he's the one that got it all jumped off. This is my dude, Sean. Let's listen to the call right here on Yada Da King Radio.
Man, I shoot some hot topics for today. Why are Christians so quiet? If God's so real, why are Christians so quiet?
Hmm.
That one right there will generate some heated, passionate responses from some individuals. The big reason why I think that Christians are so quiet today is we're ashamed. And we need to turn back to the gospel in the book when it says Romans 1:16 that Paul was unashamed of the gospel because it was the truth. It was the power that saved souls. And I think that once we catch that and go back to the basics, that it's us being unashamed because of what God did for us, we'll open up our mouths and begin to share the truth.
So, yeah, my dude Sean was talking about basically what Q-Heem said. He said the same thing, being ashamed. And really the Bible even says in Romans 1:16, if you're a Lecrae fan and all them, you guys, you should know this scripture well. What's it say, Frog?
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power.
Of what?
Of salvation.
Of what?
Finish that up, boy.
Yeah. I thought you was going to finish it, man.
I thought we were doing a back and forth.
Okay, look. Man, he got me on one of his. I'm sitting in his seat today. I think this is the forgetful seat. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
No, but check it out. It says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power unto salvation to him that believes. Romans 1:16.
Exactly.
And really what it is, man, is people, if they're scared of something, they're not going to approach somebody else with it. If I'm unsure of myself, I'm not going to go and be like, hey, did you get that? You haven't got that yet? Are you cool? You know what I'm saying? But if I'm unsure, I'm like, man, what am I? I don't know. I still got to get my life right, you know? Mm-hmm. So a lot of Christians are ashamed of the gospel. Number one, because maybe they're not studying to show themselves approved, as the word says. Mm-hmm. Number two, they may be living a lifestyle that's not what God has called us to live. Gotta mm-hmm. keep you in hiding. And number three, they just scared. What you think, Q?
Man, I think it's a combination of all three, man. A lot of cats just are not in tune with the voice of God, and that comes through your prayer and worship time. Like the other day, I was in Nations, and man, I seen somebody from back in the day, my Red Rum days.
Yeah.
It was a female. I'm gonna be transparent. And me and her were itching me before, and I just said, I'm not saying nothing to her, but God, I began to know the voice of God. You know what I mean? Yeah. Tugging at my heart. And so I was like, hey man, how you doing, family? And I was able to tell her something about Jesus.
Right.
Instead of just being a silent Christian. And so yeah. I think it's about knowing when to speak, hearing the voice of God. And yeah, I think that's all birthed through your relationship with God, your private yeah. relationship. If that's on point, then you're going to know when to speak, how to speak, what to speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Check this out, man. What I'm going to do, bro, I'm going to read off of the Yada Da King Facebook page. We got a couple of people posting some comments on what they think about the topic is. So we first person, man, is Ebony Alexis Cross, good friend of mine from way back in the day. She wrote, silence is nothing but fear. Nobody wants to be looked at as a hypocrite.
Okay.
So for some people, it's easier to keep their eyes wide shut and say nothing to your brother or sister in Christ, even though the Bible tells us that we are that we are our brother's keeper
or sister's keeper.
Or sister's keeper. I help you because I love you. Careful not to judge you, because no one is invincible.
Invincible
from the sin. Galatians 6:1 says, brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. People are so scared of what other people may think of them, but all that matters is what God thinks of you.
Man, that's great, because look, check it out. This goes good with last week's, or the last show that we just uploaded called Restore, Godly Restoration. She had a great scripture there for Godly Restoration too. Am I right about that, Frog?
Yes, sir.
So check it out. It's kind of along the same lines. And actually, man, Q Heem, I think it's a great thing that you're on here, because you fall into some sin, and you had to be restored.
Amen.
And actually, before I even have you answer that, is it cool if we let them talk about what it was being restored? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What was the process like? You know, because some people think being restored. And I did hear you say it took about 4 or 5 years for you even to be able to talk about that.
Yeah. But publicly.
Right. What was the, you know what I'm saying, the stipulations, the time frame? What did it look like being restored for you?
Man, it looked like me doing a lot of sitting down, and me, like I said, looking in the mirror and looking at myself, how God sees myself. I did a period of just sitting down. Like after the water bottle, and after God was birthing his new album in me, I just began to just sit down in my church, and the word that was coming off from my pastor was just building me up, restoring me. Then, like, talking about breaking the silence, I got to give props to Willie Will. You know what I mean? Willie Will from up here, he got a song called talking about Front Street, the album Front Street.
Oh, okay.
And that was one of the... When that album ministered to me, I was like, wow, this brother is free in Christ. And anytime you could talk about something, 9 times out of 10 times, you free. You deliver from it.
Let me pause you right quick.
Hold on.
Because my guy, Paul, we was just in the studio, right? And I was like, man, I'm about to play one of the songs from Willie Will's CD, Front Street. And he was like, man, I haven't even heard that CD. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, what? How you not hear that CD? And he's like, man, I just wasn't into it. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you are, as the Ham Sandwich Show says, you know, this is their copyright. You are thundering the mess out of my dude right now.
Hey, bro. I don't care what anybody says. America's Most Needed was Willie Will's best album, hands down.
But you gotta understand his perspective.
And if it ministers to somebody, it ministers to somebody.
Come on. Go ahead, Q.
Amen.
Finish with
you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
You know how we do it.
Nah. You could tell that. Remember, we were talking about our private relationship with God and the things that God delivers us from, births public ministry. And so I can tell, I was like, wow, if we would begin to break the silence, if we would begin to talk about those testimonies that don't give us no glory. See, I could talk about Mac Dre and Mac Maul all day, and that, you know, I used to be in the crest and da-da-da-da, I still get glory from that. But for me saying that, yo, I backslid and put myself in a position with a woman where I could be accused, where I was accused of rape. Mm. I don't get no glory from that. And God brought me back even from that. God redeemed me even from that. I don't get no glory. God gets all of the glory. And I think that if us, the believers, would just be real with ourselves and stop giving these PG-13 testimonies and tell where God has really delivered us from, and just begin to share, and we break the silence, then other people will break the silence too.
Yeah.
And so that stems from a real relationship with God and just believing what He has to say about us and not what the norm is or what people may think.
Right.
Just trusting God, giving your life away to Jesus.
Yes, sir. Check it out, man.
I mean, everybody wants to see, real quick, I'm sorry, Frog. Everybody wants to see the good things, like you said. Everybody want to hear the great things about you know, people's lives. But just like people in the Bible, such as David, and David was David was probably one of the most important Old Testament characters in the Bible. You see him as a young guy, just in love with God. You see him grow up. You see him continuing to flourish in God. Then you see some little things that happened in his life where his relationship with God was kind of rocky. You see him. But then you also see him being restored and see him even having a child that died.
Yeah.
And that he fasted for, and he was like, dang, God, man, what's good? You know, and after the child died, he was like, well, I need to start continuing to just do the right thing now. You know what I'm saying? Then God restored him and gave him another son, which was Solomon, who ended up taking care of the kingdom, man. But you see a lot of stuff happening in their life, and a lot of Christians want to just say, okay, I'm doing the right thing all the time. And I just want to say this too. All the Christians out there, do not use that kind of stuff as an excuse. Some people will be like, well, we're all human. So, you know, I stab this back real quick, and I'll be forgiven for next week. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
That's not how God sees that.
It don't work like that, homie.
It does not.
And I'm not saying that at all. But,
no, I'm not
know,
even saying that you're saying that either.
Yeah. What I am saying is that we have an enemy, man, that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. The devil is at us, and a lot of people feel like they're isolated and that they're going through all alone because nobody's talking about it. But in most cases, we all been through it or going through it at some point of our walk. Even Jesus was tempted with everything, but he didn't fall. So if Jesus was tempted with everything, come on, man. Some of us is being tempted or didn't fall, or somebody can say, hey, I had that thought, or I almost went there. Somebody knows what you're talking about, but sometimes Christians just act fake, like everything is just cake and ice cream.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When it's not, this is warfare, and the enemy wants to, and that's why you see stuff like with the truth and the ambassadors and the Thai tributes, you know what I mean? Because it's warfare.
Right.
And so I'm pretty sure them dudes is repenting up right now. They knew God. I'm pretty sure they repented. And so I'm ready to, if they repented, I'm ready to restore them. Right. You know what I mean? Let's stop making a big deal out of it. It is a big deal, but once they repented, we'll side with God and believe. If they repented, we'll believe what God believes. You know what I mean? Restore them.
Check it out. We about to go ahead and read another message, man, off of the Yada Da King Facebook.
That's right.
By a lady named Donna Miles. She's the homie. She's actually Blaze's mom, if you guys don't know.
That's right.
Yeah. She puts in mad work. I met her, man.
Yeah. Hey, she be grinding like hard.
That's right.
But this is what she said. She said, and she's like piggybacking off of what Ebony said. Ebony said it well. I would like to add that at Christ the King Bible Fellowship during our weekly Bible study, this topic came up, and lack of knowledge of the word and fear of rejection were the top reasons most Christians keep silent.
That's good.
The takeaway for me from this was that it's not about us. Rather, we are sharing the gospel or encouraging our brothers and sisters in love. It's realizing that He never leaves us, and the Holy Spirit equips us for what we have to do in Christ.
That's right. Lack of knowledge is huge. Let's do this, though. We're going to go to Q-Heen. When it's time for you to preach the word, what you need to do is just act berserk on them, all right? So we're going to play this song, Q-Heen, Act Berserk. It's a throwback, followed by
Everyday Process. Fire.
That's right. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Yada, I can't.
I want to bring it right down in the dirty. I'm a clown till they put me in the ground and I'm dirty. Till I hit the gates with my gown and my birdie. I'ma dance with the safe till I drown in his glory. I hear the sound in Missouri. I'm praising the air right there, little shorty. Shouty, shouty. I never been to Chicago, but I seen them gangsters get disciples. So I'ma do what they do in the Bible. Yeah, eat the word that you in the Bible. Yeah. I know they think we tipsy, cause we drink the scripture, it ain't convinced me. It's a river in my belly like Mississippi. So, let the tsunami hit your city. Yeah, Jesus Christ is the King that's risen. He died on the cross, now I'm redeeming. Forgiven, forgiven, forgiven. Some sinners keep sinning, but He turned me around like the spinners that's spinning, spinning. I'm a H2O boy, the living water in me, that's what make me go, boy. Go, go, and when it make me go, boy, I'm a dummy for the King, cause I'm saved for show, boy. Hey, never forsake me, never leave me. Hey, hey, better, you ain't gotta believe me. Hey, we actually turn to act berserk, yeah. 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 Got the devil come to kill and deceive me, but we already won, boy, you better believe me. We actually turn to act berserk. Christ should do the mathematics. They wonder why I act psychotic. Christ got me hyphy without the narcotics. Parked in the traffic in New York, I started. Got it redeemed, got it, I'm saying. When I speak in the tongues, they don't know what I'm praying. I'm a cosmic Christian. Gotta come under the water to listen. I've been in the front with my thugs in the cars. I've been in the back with my folks in the stores. I've been at the church at the front of the altar. If you wanna be free, you can come to my Father. I'ma act berserk till He beat me up, Scotty, or I'm back to dirt. Dirt. I backslid and went back to dirt. I turned my back on my sin, now I'm back to work. Oh, He never forsake me, never leave me. Be the better, you ain't gotta believe me. We actually turn to act berserk. 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 Got the devil gonna kill and deceive me, but we already won. Well, you better believe me. We actually turn to act berserk. I'm a believer, I'm really ready to die. I'm a believer. Wow. The devil is a liar, man. I don't believe him. Christ got me hyphy and I never leave him. I'ma dance like David. You might see me do the thizzle dance like Dre did. I might 1-2 step like they did. I might rock back and forth like Ray did. You hear me, Dean? Prince of the Prince of the Bay. You put me under his blood, the rinse in the way. I know I act a little banana. Brand of life, the digital man.
Digital man.
So go and get your video camera. I'm afraid for the time that I did in the slam. And when I get to Atlanta, I'ma 8-tail stuff till they read my Miranda.
Read my Miranda.
You never forsake me, never leave me. Love letter, you ain't gotta believe me. We actually turn to act berserk. Yeah, 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 and the devil came to kill and deceive me, but we already won, boy. You better believe me. We actually turn to act berserk. Yeah, we actually turn to act berserk.
it's your boy Q Heenan Redeem. And when I'm driving, man, through the Bay Bridge out here in the Prey area, you already know when I Jehovah dose my iPod, I'm listening to the Yada the King radio show, man. So that means that 9 times out of 10 times, we praising the Lord 10 times. Yo, Don Christian, Frog, let's do it. Yada the King, man.
I'm on fire. Hey, yo, we more caliente. Not cause your boys got a spit game. It's just the joy to honor his name. Fire in my bones, hot like a big flame. It can't even be put out when it rains. I got a disdain for this dang sin thing. Folk think I'm insane, cause it don't rhyme, cause it's the end thing. Ain't tryna get made with spin changes, all cause of a fire and desire, like Rick James. Teamed up with Tina Marie. The king did his thing and redeemed us for free. Actually not, it cost a whole lot. Love made the blood flow from Christ, he lost a whole lot. The internal magic's like a furnace that burns at that temperature that can't be measured, cause it registers off the thermostat. No jokes, I ain't Bernie Mac. In for the long haul, homie, I ain't turning back.
Excuses, we're following the blueprint. Exclusive to cross, is still fueling the movement. The foolish are ruthless, induced by what's useless. Refuting the truth in pursuit of amusement. Black car, fast cars, and they juice spin. We ain't no one's rap rock stars, so they fuse spin. That's cool, you don't even have to nuke him to know the kid's hot in the rain of fame to cool him. The gospel got me human as in Houston. No longer like the X-Men, but still they call me mutant. Outcast, ostracized, labeled nuisance, cause we preach the living words of Christ in the true sense. I tried to keep silent like Newman, but that was fine to the bone marrow like fusion. Many captives still they refuse it, so why hold back the one truth that can lose it?
Yeah.
Love using sonar. They perplex, how's he burn without skin tar? It's just a metaphor, I'm overjoyed on my sin scar. Can't keep it to myself, Christ took the time. I gotta share the truth, I've been delivered like postcards.
See, we've been saved from a trap, and that's more valuable than a safe full of cash. What we faced was a fact, a fate worse than gargling and swallowing gasoline chased with a match. Homie, praise him for that. See, we know he's a hero with no cape on his back. Why rock? When he's great to the back. Can't suppress his message, so I spread it. That's right, he's the blaze, I'm the match.
I'm on fire.
Can't leave it alone. Like 3rd degree heat to my bones. Till the heat and find true what I've known. And your glory is shown. Rest to the day we are home.
What's good? We back, Yada Da King. That was Everyday Process and Fire. And we got our boy Q Heem, the Redeemed, from the Bay Area.
You got him still on the line. Yes, sir, Prey
Area. How you doing, man?
That's right, Prey Area.
I told you, man. I'm super blessed, man. I'm for real and for ready. I'm excited about the things of Jesus. And like we saying, man, we breaking the silence.
Now, let me ask you this question, man. Ever since we've been doing, you've actually been a follower of the show.
Yes,
since,
sir.
Like, episode one.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate it,
brother. Yeah, we appreciate that, man. And you've actually been trying to get on the show. How does it feel to actually be interviewed?
Oh, man, I feel like I'm fresh dressed. I feel like a million bucks. Nah, man, I'm blessed, man. I'm a podcast head, man.
Hey, you guys don't understand how many times this guy would call me and get mad because we didn't do a show or that we didn't.
Come on, people. Man.
He'd be like, come on, man, you're hurting my feelings, man.
Woo, the Bible says God hates a liar. I'm gonna leave it alone.
Oh man, hey, I was on vacation in Portland, and this guy left this long freestyle message on my answering machine talking about the radio show.
Yeah,
so I'll be trying to encourage, man. It just seemed like I try to let just my life be. I want to make somebody laugh. Somebody smile, you know what I mean? And so I'm always joking and having a nice time in the Lord, because when I was in the world, I was the guy that was joking and laughing and high in the life of the party, you know what I mean? And so now I try to bring Christ to the party.
Man,
and so that comes out of my pores, man. This stuff, when you live it and it's eternal, man, and it's in you, it comes out.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what's up.
Man, so you know, not only do you do music, but you also co-host on the radio show. What's that radio show?
It's called BreatheLifeRadio.com.
BreatheLifeRadio,
though.
Yes, and I actually listened to it, man. You guys actually do a pretty good show. You want to go ahead and speak on that a little bit, man? Give yourself a nice plug.
Plug them real quick, man. Let them know where they can hear y'all at.
Yeah,
for sure, man. Because I try to plug all of the radio shows and podcasts, because it's not enough. You know what I mean?
Body language.
It's not enough. And so it's the Breathe Life Radio Show. It's me, my boy Kendrick. That's and P Fox. You know what I mean? And what we do is just kind of like the same thing here. Just play. We breathe life. You know what I mean? We breathe life, man. And just check it out when you can, man. When you're not listening to the Yada That King, go to BreatheLifeRadio.com. And we ain't podcasting yet, but we got a surprise for you. We gonna unveil the new Breathe Life Radio as soon as my album comes out. The same day that my album drops, the new Breathe Life will be out, podcasted up, and you know what I mean? I'm glad to be working as a part of the body with the Yada Day King, you know?
Hey, I must admit it, though. Breathe Life, you guys are doing some pretty official things.
Hey,
like,
man.
All these videos that you guys are doing, that's... I like the way you guys are doing that, man.
And it ain't nothing but the two fishes in the loaf.
Hey, the Sweet 16, the
God
Sweet 16 is a nice
thing,
man.
And does a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, what I want to say is, man, it's not an East or West Coast thing, but it's about time that, you know what I'm saying, the West Coast has a voice, I guess, in the Christian hip hop community, man.
Amen.
We've been kind of shut out. And not saying that they don't play us on the East Coast. I mean, we got some of them cats that love our music. There's the dude Eastwood. You remember? You know Eastwood? Have you met him before?
Eastwood?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, family. I'm probably up on him, but need to put a face with an image.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He's from LA. I know that's a little bit away, but
a secular cat? Is that a secular cat?
No, he's gospel.
Okay.
Yeah, he got some nice stuff. Man, he be getting played up on the radio shows out there, man. And,
yeah.
You know, T-Bone, you know, when he put some stuff out, he was getting played. But that's pretty much about it, you know what I'm saying? So now we got some new cats getting their stuff together, man. And I think it's kind of a revamp of our coast, really, man.
I think it's all in timing in different seasons.
Yeah.
So, you know, the last time that the West Coast was real popping like that, it was the T-Bones, the Gospel Gangsters, you know what I mean? And kind of, that was kind of us. And so when Lecrae came out, everybody knows he set the bar for gospel rap music, holy hip-hop, whatever you want to call it. And so now we just soaked that up for a season and then found our own identity with it, and now here we come with the mixes, the mastering, the industry standard music, and it's our season now.
That's right.
That's what I feel.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Kendrick. He's giving us a shout out under one of the links on Facebook. He wanted to. He's telling you to tell us. He said, what's up? So I'm going to go ahead and do that for you.
He probably texted you at the same time.
He don't even understand. I stay two or three steps ahead of him already. What's up with you, K-Boogie?
Oh, man. He said he couldn't make it because he was watching he got to spend time with the wifey. He was, he was watching. He was watching the Hand of God tour. And listening to Holla Fest.
Well, check this out. We got another cat on the page, Facebook. Man, they buzzing today, man. Thank y'all for the support. He said Christians could either be number one.
Who we got? First of all, who we got on
his,
there?
His
who
name is Christ Slave, aka Mark Cannon.
Okay.
And he said Christians could either be one, scared, two, hurt by past experiences, three, uncomfortable, four, inexperienced. And that's where he left off. But he said, God wants us to provide a reason for the hope that is in us to all who ask with meekness and fear. And we just learned last week, meekness means gentleness, all right?
Yeah.
Being gentle. And it does not have to be long, but it can be our testimony of what Jesus did for us. The more we know, the more we can share about our Lord. And that is
what is
good.
That study to show that self-approved?
Number one, the Bible says in Colossians, man, be ready.
Colossians?
That's right.
Colossians or Colossians?
It's Colossians, man. Listen, it says this. It says, be ready in season and out of season to share the gospel of the hope. It says, always be seasoned with salt so that they can understand, you know what I'm saying, Christ in you. And I'm not talking about table salt. But the Bible calls what we do in Matthew 5, 13, and 16, we're the light and the salt of the earth.
Man, something ain't right. You ain't doing your preacher voice when you're reading the scripture.
Man, get out of here, bro. I didn't read no. Anyways, so that's something that we always have to be able to do. Even if it's something like, you know, I got an example. We, like I said, we do a lot of ministry at the clubs. We don't go inside, really. We just outside of them right now. And
don't go inside at all.
This lady almost got hit by a car, and I'm like, whoa, 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 watch out. And she ended up, you know, she was like, thank you, man, because my sister just got hit by a car and died. And wow. I'm like, wow. She was like, man, I really appreciate what you did because I could have got hit and died, and she really could have. But I was like, man, well, I just want to let you know, the only reason I did that is because of Jesus in me, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know you from anybody else, but I care about your life. And I said, just like I'm trying to save you from that car, there's something else I want to help save you from. And that's from hell. That's from destruction. That's from destroying your soul. And then, you know, she was like, oh, he's getting a little bit too deep on me. So she stepped out. But I used that opportunity to share the gospel to somebody. And it's little things that we can say that can combat them. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats out here, you know, on the West Coast, they be asking us for that fire. And we be like, the only fire I got is the Holy Ghost fire. I got Jesus. I got the water. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, somebody got thunned out on Friday. It was the first time I saw somebody got thunned out. This guy came walking up to us, bro. He was like, hey, you guys got some dro? You guys got some dro? And he was looking back and, you know, Don Christian was like, I got Jesus! And dude, like, he was... Dog, he... What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he was like, he's like, he was so stunned. Like, he was looking, like, he kept walking, but he kept looking back, like, his neck was broke. Dog, I was like, wow! These guys, they be asking us, oh, he just said it. Dang it. I just blanked out. See, that's the stuff that we be going through, man. And you know that. You be listening to the show.
So anyway, listen. I'm trying to help my brother out right now. So basically, man, what I would say, man, is put yourself in a situation where you can be a vocal Christian. Don't just say, they're going to see it through my life. Because sometimes they ain't around you long enough to see your life. So we gonna do this. Let's go to Jehovah Dose Q-Heen. Let's get it. Got it, I can.
Let's go. When I turn my life up, my identity is crisis. I'm mapped off the 13 letters, I'm righteous. My kingdom people gon' like this. The metamorphosis got me cleaner than your ISIS. Illumination is an everyday process. All world redeemed with Jesus in the cockpit. For meek and milk behind the glory. The moment of truth, open the book and find the story. Rewind the incredible walk, and I speak the body language, it's an edible talk. Cause he rocked the cross and these nails. Real talk after the music, stop rebel. Jehovah Dose your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah Dose your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God. Jehovah Dose.
really won't do. Jehovah knows me, no, you 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 really won't do.
Yeah, you hear the sound, now it's time to stand up. This is kingdom business, so I brung the band out. Man down in the fight of my life, my hero incredible, we gotta be Christ. Still standing here with no bandage. The gospel was put on your brain with no danger. And when I show that light with a bold white life, I'ma glow like Christ. Live my life by the stereo system. When I turn up the volume, they staring and listening. And when you people miss niggas and eye dies, cause of Christ in their life, the speakers and iPods.
Jehovah does your iPod till you overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah does your iPod till the Holy Ghost get you close to my God.
Jehovah knows me, no, you really won't do. 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 So when you drop the kid off, I'm aiming with the gospel to pop they lid up. I rock with Kid Moss, DJ B.A. Oh, yeah. Speaking body language when he say, we say. Replay the dope, stop the doc on DJ. Off the top rope like Nacho Libre. I preach life like DJ Wado. With the ham sandwich on your DJ table. Hold to your life through the holy culture. Or every reverb with Jehovah Dosha. Ain't no secular checking the boys hot. And I'm after the anthem, secular boy guy.
Come on, what are you listening to? You have 5 seconds. Download your iPod. You heard the name
Jehovah knows me, no, you really won't do.
Time to be proactive.
Jehovah knows me, no, you really won't do.
Guard your eyes.
Jehovah knows me, no, you really won't do.
Guard your ears.
Jehovah knows me, no, you really won't do.
And watch your
mouth. Jehovah knows me, no, you really won't do. Jehovah knows me, no, you really won't do.
It's the rage against the machine.
Jehovah knows me, no, you really won't do.
Come on.
Jehovah knows me, no, you really won't do.
Let's go.
Jehovah knows your iPod till you overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah does your iPod to the Holy Ghost get you close to my God.
Jehovah does me, no, you really won't do. 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 Jehovah does me, no, you really won't do.
You
got it tuned in
to Yada Da King Radio.
You've been so good, faithful to me. I didn't know that you'd be, but you showed your mercy. I am falling.
Catch me when I'm calling.
Grateful, thankful, you are my all.
Can't nobody do it like you.
Can't
nobody love it like you.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody love it like you.
This world is so cold. You're the one, the only one that's ever made me whole. When I am tripping, catch me when I'm slipping. I'm grateful, thankful, you are my all.
Can nobody do it like
can
you.
Can nobody
rapping like you. Ain't nobody loving like you. Ain't nobody
love me.
You are the best of the best. The rest take a rest. Nobody compares, you're definitely fresh. I'm ride or die, you can call me DMX. Wherever you go, and the answer is yes. I'm tripping here, spinning, you calm down my stress. Protection of you, the teff in my vest. My light in the night, your life after death. death, an infinite journey, my lifelong quest. Your love is too much and I start to blush, and I'm always slipping, you don't trip at that stuff. A prison of peace, I'm locked in your cuffs. My high when I'm low, you're there in the depths. What can I expect? Don't know what comes next. You are my success, you are how I'm blessed. Why settle for less? His blood covers us. If your life's a mess, in God you should trust.
Can't nobody do it like you.
Can't nobody
rapping like you.
Got my back.
Ain't nobody loving
like you. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it like you.
So that was my dude, John Jay featuring Jay Johnson. The song's called Nobody. Another dope track. Check it out. Well, we still got Q-Heem on the line. We still talking about silent Christians. Hey, Q-Heem, man, tell these people, since they feeling your music like I am, how can they get in contact with you? Tell them about the album coming out. You know what I'm saying? People want to know what's going on with Q-Heem. What's going on? Because we play you probably more than anybody else.
Ain't no official date right now, but it's going to be in 2010. So, okay. You know what I mean? It should be around the spring, summertime. Please believe me, you would know about it because I'm going to promote heavy. And so, just stay tuned. You can find out all that information at the Breathe Life Radio spot. We're going to, as soon as we get the info, we're going to give it to you at Breathe Life Radio. You feel me?
All right, you got any last words, man?
Basically, man, 9 times out of 10 times, you can hit me up on BreatheLifeRadio.com, or check this out. It's Facebook.com/BreatheLifeRadio. Or, you know what I mean? Also, you can hit me up on Twitter.com/QHEEM316. That's QHEEM 316. And you know, the MySpace is myspace.com/QHEEM. And if you fail to do all those things, man, just hit your boy up. Google me, man. Google QHEEM the Redeem, and please believe me, you're gonna find a plethora of information about your boy, man.
And man, we just want to appreciate you, man. Number one, for coming and sharing your testimony. Man, we just gonna pray for you and your ministry, man, that God will continually build you up, that he'll continue to tear down the things that need to be teared down in all of our lives, you know what I'm saying, so that we can continue to grow and not be silent Christians, but go hard for the kingdom, man. So we want to thank you for calling in, man. Any last words?
Man, I wanted to actually pray for somebody, if you've been hurt, or if you're somebody that you've hurt somebody, or if you just you're a real person like me and you're dealing with fear and issues and being a secret Christian like we're talking about, man, I just actually just wanted to just stand in the gap and intercede for you. So we're gonna pray. All right, hallelujah. Father God, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, right now, Lord, for just blessing us, Lord, with a new day, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that whoever's listening, Lord, that they're not listening for nothing, Lord, but you purposed this time, Lord, for them to hear this message, Father God, Lord, this testimony. You said that we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, Lord. So if somebody was in my position or in a lady's position, yes, I just ask you just to touch them, Father God, Lord. Bring healing in their situation, Lord. And, man, if you're a guy and you hurt somebody, just, man, I would pray that, you know, you repent, man. Turn to God and let him tell you what to do. If you're a young lady, if you've been hurt, there is healing in Jesus. So in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that they receive from you, Father God, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Man, well, we appreciate you, man, taking time out your day, man, on the short notice for my dude Frog, who called you today, you know what I'm saying, 2 hours before the show.
That's
what he does.
Hey, hold up. I'm not going to put nobody on blast, but that wasn't my fault. I had to make sure somebody would confirm.
You know, I had to help him out. I had to help him out real quick because, you know, he was sloughing on the interviews. That's why we ain't had no interviews, y'all.
He is lying. Hey, I've been putting in work, man, and these cats have been getting back to me, man.
Okay. Yeah, but
it's showing me no love.
Yeah, man, got to get your boy back. I keep all of Yada the King fan. I'm a Yada the King fan myself. So, man, we'll keep you guys posted up and updated. And, man, I thank you for your time, man. And I love you, man, from up top to the bottom, man. Yeah, man, I just also wanted to say, man, March the 11th. 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Your boy Queen the Redeemed and Transparent will be on Hollafest Radio. And I want y'all to log on, man, because this is the, man, Hollafest goes west. And so we representing the whole West Coast, man. That's Willie Will will be on there, too. And so you had Seven on there. You had Brother Russ on there. And the Tim, what's up to all of them. So I want y'all to log on, man, hollafestradio.tv. And, man, we're going to have the livest interview in the world, man. So, man, log
that's,
on, man.
That's next week, right?
That's what's up.
March the 11th.
And most likely, this show will probably be uploaded on March 11th. So, if it's probably today. If you're listening and you get it. Hey, he be talking about me sloughing on the interviews, but he be sloughing. We still got an episode that's lost and not even uploaded yet. Because he forgot about it.
That's right. Nobody knows. All right, man. We gonna get at you, boss.
All right, thank you, family.
All right, like
out of that king.
So, man, we had a great time. Let's do this. Let's go into these next songs real quick. Q-Heem featuring K-Drama and D-Mob. Entitled Body Language. Let's get that in real quick. Back again, man.
Young Cuddy. Yeah. Now they telling me that what you do can say more than you say. How you live your life will let me know if you really obey. Everything that the word tell us about how to worship and praise. Some done fell off in their fellowship and started to decay. So I wait. My options and go with whatever's logical. To set a standard. Philippians let me know it's possible. See, I can't talk it and I walk it, man, that's comical. You live in a life other than righteous ain't optional.
So I party in the booth to bring the joy and the bless. I'm attracted by the grace, I'm a foster kid. So you know you up in the bay when you cross that bridge. Jesus on the cross that big. Cause the sin in your life, yeah, it cost that big. And if you try to get dangerous, I'll be martyr with my music, they can body my language. And if you try to get dang tops, I'll be money, come on.
We just feel your actions.
grace I'm even breathing, I'm yo even breathing. Yes, you can say I'm a diamond in the dirt, yeah. Jesus up in heaven, he's the standard of my worth. Main value of my soul, okay, holds more weight than the earth. I ain't got a day for gold because my treasure's in the church.
I don't care what they say, what they say.
Good discussion, yeah, bro.
By the way, that was Marte.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. Thank you, Marte.
What you need to do is call us and let us know how to explain, you know what I'm saying, these silent Christians, how you feel about it. Feel free to call us at 206-518-9910. Let's not be silent Christians, man. Let's be loud.
Or you can email us at yadadaking@gmail.com. It's Y-A-D-A-H. D-A-K-I-N-G @gmail.com.
Or
find us on Facebook, facebook.com, yadadaking.
That's right.
Can you dig it?
Hey,
real quick, I just wanted to say something, man. We actually, something happened just a couple of days ago, and I wanted to go ahead and broadcast this because it was said we were going to broadcast this, not live, but we were going to save it for the next show. So my daughter's had a birthday party, and in Chuck E. Cheese's. And you know those little basketball machines. I just had to just let this be known. You know, your boy Frog thunned out, you know, Don Christian. Okay. You know, he won once, but out of like four games, you know, I had to thun him out. You
okay.
know, beat him in the basketball.
What was your high score?
My high score was 59, son.
Okay, he beat me. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, but check it out. We know real life, real talk. Yada that king, we praise Christ, you know what I'm saying? But if he's on the basketball court with me, it's a whole nother story. That's all
He still gets locked down.
Never. Matter of fact, look, as soon as this show is over, I'm running to the hoop right now. Frog, you can come join me today.
Hey, you already know
what you,
my love.
What you trying to do? What you trying to do? That's what I thought.
Hey, hold up.
On the podcast, you hear
it. He knows that I can't do no extracurricular activities right now. You know,
I'm asking him to run up and down the court, y'all. Because that's all he's going to do anyway if he's sticking me.
See, we're going to videotape this when I get better.
You're going to video record me murdering you.
No.
Hey.
You will get shut down.
Hey, check it out. Anyway, Facebook.com and YouTube. Be soon. You guys are going to be checking out some YouTube videos from us soon. We trying to up our game, man. Step it up. Get some video in on that and see what we can do, man. But, man, we had a great time. Anybody got prayer requests? What can they do, Frog?
They can hit us up at yadadaking@gmail.com or hit us up on the Facebook.
That's right. And for the record, I love my dude, Frog, man.
I love you too, homie.
Hey,
check it out too, man. If you want to advertise, you got something coming up. You got an album that's about to drop. We actually got a lot of people listening to the show. So if you want to advertise, man, hit us up. We got advertising space at very low prices, you know, at months at a time.
That's right.
So, you know, if you can afford $1 a day, you can come over here, which is not by the bay, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, hit us up.
That's right.
Let us know.
G. So this your boy Don Christian.
And this is Frost.
And this is Yada That King Radio.
Yada That King.
Y'all be safe. Keep it Christ.
Be looking out for the iPhone app.
Like
we Yada That King.